Well, at the end of the day, you know, I consider myself a producer first before a rapper. So I'm a producer, so I know about music. You know, I started as a DJ. So that's what gave me inspiration to become a producer, because I could see what the people want to hear. I could tell the tempos of the records and everything. So, I mean, that's what keeps me in the game. You know, I stay in touch with, I mess with like anybody. If you got a good record, it's not about your name or your followers or your buzz. Let's do some music. Let's do some business. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm always reaching out to up and coming artists, you know, as well as artists that have names. So I mean, I don't discriminate. I'll hang and kick it with anybody, as long as you're about making money, making music, good music, and your head's on straight. You ain't all too fucked up. Everybody's not gonna know all your music. You know, just like Teddy Pendergrass. He used to be in an old school group he was in, but then, you know, he branched out and did his own thing, and David Ruffin was in the Temptations. And then, like, when you reinvent yourself over and over and over again, and, you know, I got 14-year-old kids that listen to my music, some 14, 15, 16, you know, I can't expect them to know the whole 3-6 Mafia catalog. They're young, you know, they just spring chickens, you know, they're just coming in the world. So, you know, when they ask me about it, or if they're just curious, I say, yo, just go Google it, you know. On the business end, I was very, very upset with Sony at the time when they kept trying to push us to be a pop group. And I was kept telling them, I was like, these records are not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? They was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I'm telling you what I know. I mean, I know music. I mean, I started from the underground. And I was just telling them, like, you know, shake my eye. I mean, it was cool, but I was like, man, it's not gonna work. Even though I did the records, you know what I'm saying, because at the time that was the only thing we had, you know. I never regret anything I done, you know what I'm saying. But I mean, when I said it didn't work, and I was like, okay, it's time to switch to something different. And everybody was like, well, we want you to change the album, do this and do that. We want you. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not doing this no more. So that's when I just said, you know what, I'm gonna start doing mixtapes and just try to get this 3-6 Mafia original buzz back, because I was like, this is getting out of hand now, you know. So, you know, I was in LA at the time, and I always had my house in Memphis, so I was back and forth, but I just said, you know, I'm gonna just go back to Memphis for about, you know, a good 5 or 6 months. Like, I've always felt like my best create, you know, we made Stay Fly was in Memphis, so all my best ideas was, you know, came from the city, you know what I'm saying? Being in the city, eating the barbecue, you know, kicking it with the fam, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I did, you know what I mean? And, cause I'm a hustler, I'm like, I'm not gonna sit around, you know, it's money to be made out here. I always told myself I'm not gonna go out without a fight. You know, I felt like that things wasn't over. Even though we took a dip, I was like, ain't shit over though. I was like, we still talented, you know? I still got beats, I still got this, I still got production, you know. I was like, I'm not gonna just give up just yet because a couple of records didn't work. I mean, you know, that don't, I feel like if we even won an Oscar, we could do anything. I could go to the moon and throw a party. And Fader is invited. Yeah. Just bring all the ladies in the staff. Ladies only, just bring all the ladies. But like, I just felt that. So I was like, man, I'm gonna try to shock people. And I like to just shock people. I just like to do some crazy shit and motherfuckers be like, what? How the fuck did he do that? Cause you know, 3-6 Mafia was always that shocker. Every time we would take a dip, we would just pop back up out of nowhere. You'd be like, what the fuck? These niggas just won an Oscar. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit would just happen. It's been like that through our whole career. We would do something big, then we would take a little couple of years off, take a dip, and then all of a sudden something will just pop. And I felt that if I just kept working on it, because I know I'm talented. I mean, I'm not no dumbass nigga out here, you know what I'm saying? I got hits, I got over 30 million records sold. I got money in my account, you know, I'm straight, I'm good, so I'm like, why not? You know, my studio was still open, so I was like, let me just keep making music, see what happens. So that's what I did. And don't call it a comeback, I've been here for years. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still grinding though, you know. I never just look at it like, oh, okay, I got this on the charts, I'm gonna take a chill pill. No, I'm gonna take a turn up pill and keep on going.